It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in, and I'm happy to be with you here today in for Mark Reardon. You can find me online. Joining us now is the CEO of the Job Creators Network, Alfredo Ortiz. Thank you for coming on this day, this afternoon.
Hey, Ryan. Thank you so much for having me.
I didn't know if I should say evening or afternoon, and I kind of stumbled in between somewhere.
That's right.
So the Federal Reserve came out, lowered interest rates by half a point. Now, I guess the first question, I do want to get your take on this, but I've talked to other experts on the economy, dropping it a half a point. We still have massive national debt. Are you worried that we're still headed towards a recession and what that could do to the labor market?
Yeah, well, actually, I am. That's a great question. And I actually think Chairman Powell also is concerned. And I think that's why he surprised the entire market by dropping it 50 basis points instead of the 25. Because I really think that he is looking at the numbers and the data, just like we are, actually. And I think it's an admission that the Biden-Harris economy is actually failing and urgently needs support. And it's clear when you look at the contracting labor market, record high credit card debt, and record low savings rates.
Yeah, and I think, too, and part of when you talk about cooling inflation, you knew there was going to be some issues when it comes to jobs. But we've had other experts come on, and I had Merrick Masters on before, and I was talking to him. He's part of a labor study professor, Wayne State in Detroit. And part of this is we have to also take into account an influx of a lot of people, millions and millions of people that are coming into this country at the same time, which has also made it difficult for some people to find jobs. And I think it's only natural that we find with some of these interest rate cuts that we're going to get a higher rate of unemployment in the future. So that has to concern you too.
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. And, you know, in our polling for the past, I would say, 4 months, we saw that small businesses were really pretty much halting their labor hiring, or at least definitely cutting back on their labor hours. And we started calling kind of the beginning of a recession back then because you could see the softening of the consumer overall in the economy. And, you know, people were like saying, oh, well, look, the consumer spending is still up. They're still doing great. And I kept saying, yes, guys, the consumer spending is up, but they're paying more and getting less, right? Because the actual prices of everything are sky high, even though the rate of increase, the rate of inflation is slowing down, the prices are still high of everything since the Biden administration took over. I mean, look at gas, for example, it's about 40% up higher. Rents are up 40% higher. You know, electricity is almost 50% higher. I mean, every single thing, looking at car insurance rates are almost 3x what they used to be. I mean, things are just out of control and the average American family just can't make ends meet. I mean, that's why you have 8.5 million people in this country. They're now working, and this is a record number, by the way, 2 jobs.
Mm. On top of that, massive credit card debt. The other have other types of debt. Their savings are much lower than where it was. I forgot what the number was, but the amount of people that actually have savings now is like low single digits. It's ridiculously low.
Yeah, it's 4%, and normally it's about 9%. So we're at record low numbers right now.
And on top of that, our debt is incredibly high. It's hard for us to even make payments based on the interest alone. And we're talking about more government programs going out the door, things that we absolutely cannot afford. We got some massive issues. As part of the Job Creators Network, what are some things, maybe people listening here, I don't want to be all doom and gloom, what are some things that you think they could do so perhaps if the worst does happen to them, they might be a little bit better prepared?
Well, I would like to say that the first thing they can do is go out and vote, if they have the ability to vote early, or as the Democrats say, you know, vote early and vote often.
They're not purging the voter rolls, so yeah, you might get a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I mean, only conservative Congress and president can really, I think, fix this at this point, because to ask the Democrats to cut back on spending is like asking a fish to swim out of water, right? I mean, it's just not in their nature. And they're just not going to be able to do that. So we got to bring our house back in order. We got to cut back spending. We got to grow our economy. And it's not through, you can't grow an economy by increasing taxes. That's just not the way to do it. We saw this under the Trump administration. He cut taxes back. He cut back red tape. And guess what happened? The economy grew. Small businesses grew, right? And your revenues grow. That's how you grow an economy. I mean, my goodness, if you go even back to the days of President Kennedy, even he would say that the best way to grow an economy is to cut taxes.
Yeah. Not going to do a Kennedy impersonation. I was very tempted to do one there, but I guess with all the different
AI. That's a hard
one.
Listen from Boston.
We'll have to settle for RFK Jr.'s take on this. So if people wanted to find you guys online, where can we go?
Yeah, jobcreatorsnetwork.com, jobcreatorsnetwork.com, or even easier, joinjcn.com if people like what they hear already. I'd love to get our what we call freedom fighters to join up, because we need an army of freedom fighters out there to fight the ridiculous stuff that's going on in D.C.
So we only have like a minute here, but let's say there is a Harris administration that follows a Biden administration, worst case scenario. How worried are you?
Well, I'm trying to find where else to live, I guess, because this country is going to fall apart. I just can't even imagine that. So I just got to keep fighting and make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. You want to be able to, I guess, try to set the steering wheel in the right direction if you still have that compass left. I think a lot of people do. And, you know, part of what we run into in some ways is that people know deep down inside things are bad, but they just won't admit it because they hate Donald Trump so much. They got to realize right. that, listen, you can hate the mean tweets. I'll just go back, and I know it's a common phrase, but hey, hate the mean tweets, but man, like what they did to the economy, it's going to be so much better in comparison.
Right.
Just know that it's going to be better at your front door. And you know what? You can turn off the TV. You can turn off the radio in your own home if you hate them. Just know you're not going to go bankrupt with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Alfredo
right.
Ortiz, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, really big news today. Remember, Sean O'Brien from Teamsters did not endorse Kamala Harris. That says a lot of stuff.
That's a pretty big deal. You know, the local chapters, they're kind of going on their own in some ways, but still, I think that's a pretty big deal when a big union like the Teamsters will not align themselves with that political party, the Democrats. Thank you so much. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.